Skype of Cthulhu presents This Fire Shall Kill by Andre Bishop from The Stars Are Right, featuring Brent as the Keeper of Arcane Lore, Jonathan as Agent Duncan Green, a.k.a. Agent Green, Sam as Marshal Harry Dresden, a.k.a. Agent Glaven, Magnus as DEA Agent Dan Ferguson, a.k.a. Agent Gary, and Corey as CIA Agent Nate Cranston, a.k.a. Agent Hendry.
When we had last left off, y'all had been at the Great Golden Gate Park fire, yes, where Corey's character, Agent Hendry, had interviewed a wild-eyed smoking hippie who stumbled out of the flames and explained he had seen a Arab boy setting fire to the park. The three heroic agents, Agent Gary, Glavis, and Green, had rushed into the park after seeing evidence of the weaving scorch marks that you'd seen at retired Agent Garrett's burnt house. You look further into the flames and saw the what looks like a body laying under a tree limb. Agent Gary and Glavin had pushed into the fire to get the body, and when a eucalyptus tree exploded and damn near killed Agent Gary. And if that wasn't as bad, when y'all came out, Agent Green's abortive attempts at first aid had definitely pushed Agent Gary over the edge.
No. Yeah. That wasn't my fault. It was just even the doctors were having trouble. It was really serious.
Let's get to that. Yes.
So that skin was going to come off anyway. So
after y'all rode to the hospital, Agents Green and Gary. At the hospital, Agent Scary Lux continued with two failed doctors. The first one a regular failure, the second one a critical. Finally they brought in somebody who knew what they were doing. So Agent Gary, after suffering a massive head trauma from a flying tree limb, is laid up in the hospital. Agent Green went down to the morgue to check out the Iraqi boy's corpse, run fingerprints, and Agent Hendry had stuck around the park, I think, if I remember correctly. He went, and Glavin and Green ended up going to a hotel for the evening. And when we last left off, the APHIS search had finished running on the fingerprints, and you'd gotten a hit. So everyone caught up? Everyone remember?
Yep.
Yep.
Excellent. Okay, Jonathan, Sam, and Magnus, would y'all make a luck roll for your characters? And Magnus, that is for Agent Gary at this point.
Yes.
So if y'all would make a luck roll real fast.
Okay, sorry, just bear with me. Brent, I've misplaced my hard copy character sheet because it's somewhat chaotic around here at the moment. I'm going to go back to my original.
Well, I did see your two little helpers, so
yes,
I can imagine that.
Yes. Where do I go? Sorry. Dropbox. Yeah, okay. Dropbox Gaming. Call of Cthulhu. Characters. Why did I know? Yes, there it is. Duncan. Haha, thank God.
Yay.
Okay. So if I make any modifications to this, I'll mark them down separately. Hopefully I'll find the original one and go
Let's
back.
Hope so, because you added those extra skill points.
Yeah.
The portrait background.
Well. Have I lost any sanity yet? I don't know if I have.
No,
I didn't lose any last game anyway.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
I don't think we've had. I think Brent's been rather kind to us and hasn't given us any sand rolls yet.
0-8 for luck. So, yes, I passed my luck quite.
I passed my luck as well by 2.
I got it dead on. Dead on. 75
okay,
so on 75.
Okay, so you got the worst roll, huh, Sam?
Yes.
Okay. It's
still a pass.
Sam, your phone begins to ring. Your Delta Green phone.
Because I'm still sleeping, right? So it's like...
Well, it's...
Well,
you're...
Okay.
It's...
Go ahead.
Phone's too badly heat damaged.
he starts groans awake and starts feeling for the phone, grabs it, presses, looks at it for a moment, presses the accept call button. Yes?
Okay. All right. Agent Glavin, this is Agent Barnett in B-Cell.
Yeah.
We need a status update.
Alright, Garrett is dead. His house burnt down. Shit. Iraqi cult behind it. Fancy fox things. Possibly, supernatural, fire things. Yeah, that's, I've got to talk to a PI today. We should be getting the, results from the, fire department about Garrett's house. We found a storage unit he'd been using as a, center for all his, the investigation he was talking about, in his reports to ACEL, and that's all I have so far. We may have made some other progress.
Have you verified it's a paranormal connection? Is there evidence of occult activity?
Yes, there is a chance that it is occult activity, yes. One of the reports we got from a second fire was a person claimed he saw a couple of fiery ball things drop that, were jumping gleefully from tree to tree. And even jump down a person's throat and glue them up. So
floating fireballs. Interesting. Scribble, scribble, yes. Scribble. What's the status of your team?
Which one of us was in the hospital?
Gary.
Agent Gary is presently in hospital due to a couple of minor injuries. Green, like myself, was sleeping, and
actually at this point out of character, Green's awake looking over the APHIS results on the boy, so it's about 6 a.m.
and the guy from H cell is interviewing people at the hospital
How is Agent Hendry working out?
He's a little over-enthusiastic, but not bad.
Keep an eye on him. He has raised some concerns in the personnel department with Delta Green. Out of character, that's kind of an in-joke. There is no personnel department.
Yeah. And but, he's like, stupid. And personnel's always getting on people's asses, I tell you.
But I'd like a full report each day on his actions. There is some cause for concern where he is.
All right, I'll call you on this number tomorrow and let you know. Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, since you're down an agent with Gary in the hospital, you're going to need to flesh out your team some. I have a recommendation for a friendly in the area. I will make contact with him and get him in touch.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Keep me apprised. Let me know what you find out about this Iraqi cult.
Will do, sir.
Barnett out.
Bye.
All right. Magnus.
Yep.
Your phone begins to ring. Hello? I cannot remember the character's name. What is his name again?
Edward Wong.
Dr. Wong.
Hello.
Dr. Wong, this is Agent Barnett of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm doing research at my lab.
Excellent, excellent. Dr. Wong, you have been of invaluable service to the United States government in the past on matters of a very sensitive nature. You understand of which I speak?
Of course, of course.
Would you be willing to avail us of your services again? Your standard consulting fee will be paid, of course.
Well, it's for my country, of course. I'll have to.
Very well. I am going to text you over a phone number. You'll be making contact with an Agent Green and Agent Glavin of the FBI. They're investigating a fire-based phenomenon, which we could use your expertise on.
I can see how you... Yes. I can see that.
Thank you, Dr. Wong. The phone number will be forthcoming. Have a good day, sir.
Thank you.
All right. You've got Glavin and Green's contact numbers. Y'all can roleplay this out, or we can just jump forward to wherever you meet for coffee and croissant.
Yeah, let's. I don't think there's going to be much interesting role playing in setting up a meeting point. So let's just jump ahead.
Okay, so let's just say y'all meet in the hotel lobby over coffee and croissant and get to know each other. Green, you had gotten Wadi bin Al-Sadi's home address from his immigration form. You know he's been a naturalized citizen for 2 years. He was given refugee status from Iraq. So at this point, that's the best lead you have to go on. You had also – I had forgotten to tell you when you were looking over his body in the morgue, you did note multiple burn scars of varying ages all over him.
Okay.
So it wasn't like, you know, 90% burn scars. It was just like there would be a burn patch and a burn patch and a burn patch. So –
So it's clear from those they didn't all happen recently. They were over time.
They're of varying ages. Some are pretty recent. Some look quite old from when he might have been a child.
Interesting. So the address that I have for him.
Mm-hmm.
Can I run a check on who lives there now? You know, parents, guardians.
Okay. Actually, showing for the address, it is showing not to be a private residence. It's a commercial building.
Oh. Okay.
Ownership is listed as a nonprofit group. I guess let's just call it Friends of Iraq.
Right. Okay. Ooh. I will Google them.
Okay. The Friends of Iraq is an Iraqi mutual benefit and aid society designed to help refugees transition into becoming citizens of the U.S.
Okay. I.e. cult front. Got it. Okay.
Your comment at the end of the last session, I made a bit there. We show up, we send them all to Gitmo.
Yeah.
Am I with Dresden?
Well,
yeah, you all three are having breakfast together, okay. I assume, because you had to meet up with Dr. Wong.
Well, I'm thinking, so on the way to breakfast, I will update Dresden as to this.
And I share the note from Agent Barrett saying, ring up about Agent H fella, mm-hmm. Who's, every day because, it has been decreed by Barrett of B-cell. And, that sort of thing.
Okay. God. What do we know about... this Wong fellow.
He's a friendly. Henry, that's it. Yes, he's a friendly. That's about all I know. Because friendly means he doesn't know about what's really out there.
Sure, but why has he been called in? What's his,
Because
what does he
do? Because of Gary in hospital. Since we are temporarily one man down, he's Dr. Wong is filling in.
Okay.
Dr. Wong is waiting for you in the breakfast area of the motel or the restaurant.
Yeah. So we get there, and unless Green wants to discuss further.
Well, I just want to know who he is, why he's joining us, and can I? It sounds like he's works at a university.
Just as a note for those of you who are not familiar with Delta Green, out of character, a friendly is somebody who's worked with Delta Green in the past, basically providing outside services, usually like medical examiners or scientists. Mm-hmm. They're led to believe that there is an organization in the federal government, usually the FBI, dedicated to I guess it would almost be treated like the X-Files. It's a group that deals with unusual cases. Mm-hmm. They do not know that the conspiracy is illegal. They don't know it's cell-based. So it's usually best to present them with a front of, you know, the U.S. government's behind this. So,
yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Got that. I just want to sort of get some background on. Can I just Google this fella? See,
Sure. I'm sure Magnus can provide you with all his.
Yeah, sure.
Curricula vitae.
You can Google him. Mm-hmm. You'll find that he's a published material physicist. You'll also find that he has a homepage at the JPL. Where he lists his papers, and that's probably what you'll find.
That's all I really wanted. Yeah, great.
And what's the JPL? Just for people that don't know what that is.
The NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
Ah, right. Okay.
Yeah,
it's where all the eggheads work at.
Yeah.
So, does Green share this with Graven?
Yeah. Maybe. Sure. I'll be reading it out as I find this blurb online.
So he's an egghead.
Hey, watch it.
No offense to you, but you know, an egghead,
people.
An egghead is an egghead. No offense. And yeah. Anyway, let's go meet this Wong fellow.
Okay.
So yeah, we go down. We meet and do we know to introduce ourselves by our cell name?
Yes.
Alright, cool. Yeah. Just double checking. Like, Dr. Wong, nice to meet you.
Yes, hello. Edward Wong.
I'm Agent Glavin. This is Agent Green. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Did our associate explain the case?
No, I haven't been filled in on the details, I'm afraid.
All right. This started out as a checkup on an associate of ours who served in our particular department. A former agent by the name of Garrett, who was killed under suspicious circumstances, and as he was former FBI, we were interested because, well. We look after our own. And, and it turns out he was the, his death was the result of arson. And, due to, stuff that we turned up in our investigation, we believe that a, group from Iraq is, possibly behind it, and a number of other arsons in the San Francisco area.
Yes.
I'll cut in and say, so the reason we actually would like you to help us is we're still a bit unsure as to the cause of these fires. Hoping with your expertise you'll be able to fill us in whatever they're up to.
Yes, well, I'm no expert in forensic investigations, but I do know a thing or two about fire.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Just a real quick aside. I had forgotten, as y'all were leaving the Golden Gate Park fire, Glavin, you had found a business card under the wipers of your car from the PI, Steve Willows, stating we should make contact soon.
I had mentioned that. You actually mentioned that last time.
Yeah, I know, but I forgot to mention it in my recap. So basically you have two solid leads right now. The tracking down where the kid is, the Iraqi Mutual Aid Society, or following up the PI. So.
All right.
Do we divide and conquer or all go along?
Rule number one, don't divide the party? Or do we not obey rule number one and call Cthulhu?
What does the DG agent handbook say?
Split up. You could do more that way.
Yeah. That also talks about the 9mm retirement plan.
I thought that followed right after the bottle of Jack Daniels retirement plan. Yeah. Oh, the bottle of Jack Daniels mental health assurance program.
Yeah.
Well,
drink your cares away.
Just FYI, because you would have, as you see, Dr. Wong, you notice that he's not really the fighting kind of guy. It would be obvious to you.
His picture, why don't you upload his picture for your Skype avatar for everyone?
Yes, I can do that.
Because Nikola Tesla just doesn't look right.
What?
He looks far more suave than Dr. Wong.
Let's see.
All right. Well,
I can't actually see Magnus's avatar, so.
Oh, but you'll have to. Really? I think you'll have to friend me or something on Skype. Let's see. There.
Yeah, I think you have to accept him as a contact.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, there we go. Hey, I think I went to grad school with him, actually.
Dude, Nikola Tesla?
No.
How old are you, John?
How old am I?
He's secretly immortal. A Time Lord. What are you? What, you're Craig Hollis, Marvel Comics?
All right. So, which direction are we headed here?
Before we leave, can I just take a look around to see that we're not being watched by someone or followed or something like that?
Certainly, give me a spot hidden.
Of course. 36, that's a fail.
Yeah, pretty certain no one's taking too much of an interest in you. It's the normal breakfast crowd at a high-end hotel.
That's good.
Oh, God.
He's getting me paranoid. Can I do the same?
Go for it.
There we go. Oh, yes. Start as you mean to go on. 86 out of but what? This new character sheet. I'm used to the standard Call of Cthulhu fillable sheet, so I can't see anything. Oh, someone help. Where
You've
is
got to find your character sheet, 50. Jonathan.
No, I have a computer version, but it doesn't have any of my changes. So I have my original character sheet.
Interrogate the kittens. They'll tell you what they did with it. They're probably holding it hostage somewhere.
They did try to eat it, which is why I moved it. I moved it somewhere so safe that now I can't
find it.
Yeah.
That's why
the safest place.
Yeah, I normally keep all my character sheets in my Dropbox folder, and I have fillable ones for everything else, but because I don't have a fillable Delta Green one, I've been using a hard copy.
Yeah, I don't know how to make a fillable PDF, really. Yeah. So
I might have a go at that sometime, so...
Yeah, and this is a custom Delta Green that I've modified with, like I said, stuff from the Delta Green books and Keeper's Companion 1, so it's kind of my own.
So wait, does it fall to Dresden to again succeed at the spot hidden?
Nobody is paying attention to you.
I need a new prescription. I think Dr. Wong could do with that as well.
Yes, nobody might be paying attention to us, but we don't know that. Because
I promise nobody's paying attention to you.
I know. I succeed. I know, yeah, fair enough. We're paranoid. Oh, paranoid. Well, at least this isn't my Wednesday night call for Cthulhu. I only say this because we are not all armed with shotguns.
Yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we are all armed with shotguns. Some of us, and I think my character is the only character that isn't armed with two shotguns. Anyway, well, I'm getting off.
My Wednesday night alternate Delta Green group, I learned the hard way. Shotguns don't really help sometimes.
Yeah.
No, that's why we have dynamite.
Okay, no, yes, steering. The hand of the keeper is gently steering.
And
where are we going?
And now, back at the plot.
I have no strong opinions, so... which is closest? That's how I normally decide.
Um...
Maybe while we're discussing this, I want to do a bit more research on this Iraqi society. So I just Google, almighty Google. Let's see if
they
there's
have a
any...
Facebook page.
Oh, wow. They must be destroyed then. Yes.
Essentially,
I do a search for Friends of Iraq and in quotes, Cult of Nestor, do I get any hits?
No. But good try.
Okay.
Your browser.
That was worth a try.
But essentially, the society was founded shortly after the beginning of the Second Iraq War to help refugees integrate. They have a meeting hall listed at the address that was given as the home address for Wadi bin al-Sadi. They have pictures on the Facebook of, you know, men smoking hookahs, people playing backgammon, the women making big feasts for everybody. So, you know, it's a very nice, non-threatening, very welcoming sort of thing. You know, it looks like if you're an Iraqi refugee, place you want to be.
It's obviously a front.
Yes, yes.
And should be destroyed immediately.
Dresden's on the right wavelength. I am going to say, however, just thinking out loud, that if there is this Cult of Nestor active in San Francisco, then they probably would want to recruit people from their own community, and where better than somewhere, you know, with young orphans, most likely orphans, no real connections. While it's probably not a cult, you know, run organization, it may well be a good place for this cult to recruit people from.
Yeah.
My thoughts. Anyway, we should certainly be careful about how we approach them, and if we turn up and start asking too many questions, we might spook them. So maybe it might be better to put some surveillance on them. We could go and see the detective first, see if he has any. He's just one person. It's probably a bit easier to keep that situation under control than wandering into this place without having information about it.
Yeah. Sounds like a plan, Green. Let's go.
Okay. Well, while we go, I want to maybe see if I can look up the trustees of this organization. If they're publicly listed, if not, try and do a bit more digging and see if I can get any background information on them.
Okay. That would be a library internet
sure.
use role.
Yeah. Okay, let's work this out. Where's that going to be under? Scholarly skills?
Under investigative skills to the right of creation.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want a library use and a computer use? Or
computer use is only for hacking or breaking into something. Library covers internet searches as well.
Oh, very nice. 0-1 on my library use.
Ooh, booyah! Okay, you actually find the original incorporation documents for the group, including their tax records since their inception. Well done, sir.
Blown this thing wide open.
Too bad you've already checked your spot hidden previously. Mm. Okay. Essentially, the group it lists four founding members. Three are men, one woman. You do find a brief blurb about each of them. They're all refugees from Iraq, immigrated legally under refugee status. The tax records for the group look – I mean, you're not doing accounting on it, but I mean, everything looks to be in order. You know, it's a nonprofit, so they're not making any money really at this. it shows that they do some charitable work within the community. So all told, it looks very much on the up and up. I mean, there's nothing that really raises any questions in your mind.
Yes, it's too perfect, I say. Too perfect. Not even a parking ticket. I mean, that's just suspicious.
Even their permits are in order.
They must be cultists.
Okay. Evidence, you know, we'll find that in time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Indeed. All right, so we drive to the private investigator's office.
I'm gonna keep a lookout while we're driving. I'm not telling you that I'm keeping a lookout, but I am keeping a lookout for possibly following cars, following us, helicopters, that sort of thing.
Okay. Give me spot hiddens by all means, please.
Sure.
You could just keep rolling.
We've given a friendly with a san of 12.
24. That's actually a pass for spot hidden.
Okay, you're fairly certain nobody is following. You're very certain about it.
Right now, yes. Right now, no one's following us.
That just means they're well hidden.
That's, yeah.
Okay, all right. So you drive over to Steve Willow's office. It is a nondescript strip mall sort of location. Given the address on his business card, you recognize it's on the second floor. It's a two-story strip mall, and it's one of the unassuming little, you know, one door, one window sort of cookie cutter offices that young professionals and wannabe business people can rent. As you pull up in the parking lot, Agent Green, Agent Green, you were already in the ambulance riding with Gary. So Agent Glavin, would you please give me a spot hidden? I'll say full chance. It's daylight. I don't know how particularly well you're looking, but just go ahead and give me a spot hidden.
All right, I will do so.
Okay.
And I give you a 70 and a 75.
Ooh, just barely. All right. As you pull into the parking lot, you happen to notice there is a black Ford F-150 pulling out of the parking lot. Looks similar to the one you saw last night, but you're not 100% certain. Your attention is more drawn by the fact that it's the same type of truck and same color. So, I assume you're driving since you usually drive. You pull up into the parking lot of the strip mall.
Yeah.
And, I guess, do y'all get out of the car or do y'all sit there and listen to Captain and Tennille on the radio? What do you do?
Glavin gets out and is like, and you know, he's looking after the black car that drove off and it's like, that's interesting.
All right. You're out of the car, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Green, Wong, are y'all stepping out of the car too?
Well, yep. I'm following their lead.
No reason not to.
Okay. Everyone can make a spot hidden at half and a listen at half.
Two separate rolls? Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
75 out of what would be 25 if spot hidden is halved, so no. And 70 out of 20, so no and no.
Double favor for me as well.
You're listening and enjoying a beautiful San Francisco morning.
No, I'm just on my phone Googling everything, so.
All right.
I'm looking around my shoulders, but I probably don't see anything, I guess, because I failed.
Did you fail to listen as well?
Yes.
Okay. And Glavin?
I got Glavin gets a 17 out of, I think it's 30 something for his spot hidden at half.
Oh, excellent, excellent.
And an 0.9 out of 34 for his weapon.
You are just spot on today.
Hey,
okay.
It's just like last session. Dresden is the spot hidden king. It's about the only only skill I've consistently passed.
Anyway, all right. Glavin, since you spotted the truck, I'll just say you're a little bit on edge. That's when you hear coming from the office, from what you assume is Steve's office, judging by the building numbers, you can hear shouts. It's a man shouting in surprise, excitement, or perhaps pain. And you think you can see a glowing coming from behind the curtains in his office there.
Shit. It's like, shit. Pulls out his gun and starts running for the door to Willow's office.
Do we have a fire extinguisher in our car?
I think that would be appropriate for a luck roll. Who's got the lowest luck in the party?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I won't hit Dr. Wong since she just showed up. Glavin and Green, which of you two has the lowest luck?
Let's see, what's my luck? I have 65 luck.
I have 60, so I think that's me.
That would be you. You asked.
And a 07.
Oh, not only you and I have a fire extinguisher, you have two.
Ah, then I'm going to pull one out, give one to the doctor, and say, let's go.
All right. Do I have to make a roll to break down? I try the door to see if it's unlocked first.
Yes, it is unlocked. And
it's like it gets yanked open, and Raven is running up the door, running up the stairs or whatever.
Well, they're exterior stairs, so you don't have to open a door to get. They're just exterior stairs going up to a walkway in front of the offices. So.
Well, he's pretty much, you know, run up those and then yanks open the door to the office.
Okay, as you race to the door to the office to push it open, you notice there is a burn hole burned right through the center of the door, scorch marks around it, and you push the door open. And I assume Green and Dr. Wong are right behind you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably a bit behind because we stopped to get fire extinguishers, but
Okay,
saying, when the door explodes outwards, I don't want to be right next to it.
Okay, here's what you see. You see a badly burned Steve Willows swinging what you assume is an emptied fire extinguisher at a darting, sizzling ball of fire. The ball zips in, burns his leg, then darts back out of reach. He screams in pain, and the ball of fire, seeing its chance, flies straight into his mouth and down his throat. He chokes, drops the extinguisher, clutches his chest, and then which explodes outward, his superheated blood and flesh bursting out in the room, spattering probably Agent Glavin, unless you make a dodge roll. Okay, Agent Glavin, you can make a dodge and a sand, and I assume, did Agent Green and Dr. Wong see this, or are we all waiting outside on the walk?
I've already made my sand roll, because
let's face it, as well.
And 94, so that's a failure.
Which is a pass.
Oh, God. I failed my dodge roll, but I made my sand roll with an aught 8.
Nice. Okay, those who make it lose 1 point. And I won't hit you with a second sand roll for being splattered, Sam, because I'm feeling nice. Those who fail, roll a d6, and that's what you lose.
Oh, yes, d6. That's the good one. 5. Boom.
Oh! Ideal roll time, Agent Green.
Yes. Sorry, just writing this down so I am.
You know, I forgot my pencil, so I'm writing this on a separate piece of paper as well. So lose 1 sand.
Okay, idea. Yes. What's my idea? My idea is 80, so...
That's not a good thing that right now.
Too much, sir.
Normally I always go for, you know, the highly academic characters, you know, really high intelligences. Normally I never fail idea rolls. Oh my goodness, 96.
That's nice. A really good
thing. Never failed to idea roll my ass.
You lock it down and rationalize it away. It's St. Elmo's fire. There you go. That's what you're seeing. St. Elmo's fire. All right. So the ball of fire, after bursting out of Steve Willow's burnt chest, starts to weave around the room, slamming into walls, hitting the desks, burning things all around. So we can go in dex order. Now, according to my house rules, you roll a d6 and add it to your dex for your initiative. Meanwhile, let me look up the critter. Not like we don't all know what we're doing, but let's pretend like we are, okay?
My initiative will be 20, then.
I'm at 12.
16.
Okay. I've got an 18 for the creature. I think, Agent Green, you're the highest. Mm-hmm. So, what would you like to do?
So, what skill will Fire Extinguish come under?
Now, that is a very good question.
Dex, maybe? Dex sounds good. I like Dex. How about Dex?
I know there's somewhere in some book they have something about wielding a fire extinguisher, but I can't recall where. Most things start at 25%. I could do that.
Your game. Up to you.
It's a moving target, so I think it would be fair to say 25%. You know, it's not like you're aiming at a base of a fire. So,
though those things spray pretty widely.
Yeah. What I'm going to try and do. So first, I'll try and hit the moving thing. And you know, while I'm not, say, actively doing that, I'll be trying to put out fires that it started, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Out of 25, and I roll a 39. So.
Oh, so close, good. So close. Yeah. Whoosh. Okay. A blast of foam barely misses the creature, and you hit a part it was burning on the wall. So you managed to put out one of the secondary fires, I'll say. All right, that was 20, and I have an 18 for it. What did you have, Magnus?
12.
Karen? 12. Sam?
16.
I'm going to tell Dresden, grab his fire extinguisher, pointing to Steve Willows on the ground, the blackened husk.
The smoking corpse. Okay, the thing is going to try to go past you and get out the door. So, I guess I will give it a dex check, maybe. Unless somebody wants to try to block it.
No.
Okay, 25. I guess dex, it would be dex times 5. It's got a dex of 16, so I assume it makes it. All right, so basically it dodges nimbly around Agent Green and is going to fly out the door. We'll give a parting shot to Sam and Agent Wong as it leaves. So that would be Sam, Agent Wong, you're up next, or Dr. Wong?
Wait, am I up next?
No, yes, I'm up.
I'm only at 12.
I'm at 16, so I'm up next.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. All right, Agent Glavin, you're next. I'll let you have a parting shot as it flies out the door.
All right. Since I've only got the pistol, I shoot at it.
Okay.
I didn't stop to pick up a... I wasn't... Yeah. With a 29
okay, I will
out
give
of...
You... Yeah. Sorry, go ahead. What'd you
I hit. A 29 okay. And a 65.
All right, your pistol shot, the gun goes off, everyone's deafened temporarily in the small space. You strike it dead on, but you don't hear it really hit anything. And you notice the bullet doesn't strike the back wall or the door either. And just Dr. Wong, do you want to try to spray it before it heads out the door?
Yeah, I'm going to try to do that.
Okay, give me a roll. Oh, there's the...
No, wait. Let's see.
25% or less.
Yeah, I just gotta make the... Come on. My dice roller is a bit sketchy. Sometimes it rolls the wrong dice. 91, which is definitely not a pass.
Well, it's not a bad break either, but...
No.
Let's just say you hose down the door as it flies out.
Yeah.
Okay.
You hose down Agent Graydon. And,
the thing goes out the door and disappears into the sky, the daylight sky.
I will continue to put out the fire in this room.
I'll make you roll for that. I mean,
yeah.
Is there anywhere where you haven't put out the fire yet, where it's just like smoldering or something that I can take a look at?
Sure.
So I will take a look at it. If it looks like it's going to be, if it looks like regular fire, and also if I can deduce anything about the temperature of the fire.
Okay, that would be, I think, a physics roll.
Sure. 51, that's a pass.
Okay. Essentially, it would be almost as if somebody had brought a ball of plasma into existence and held it near something hot. You also notice it leaves, it left trails across the walls and floor. That are this exact same width everywhere it touched, and it's blackened everything. But this kind of heat you haven't seen except inside a plasma field, essentially. So it's incredibly hot.
So I would say that this isn't fire; it's a plasma reaction instead.
Pretty much. Okay. Yeah, it's not flame as people would think of flame.
Yeah, it's not the oxygen oxygen reaction. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
By the way, Agent Green and Glavin, it is quite obvious to you the trails that it left across the walls and floor, exactly what you've seen at the parking lot at Golden Gate Park and at the remains of Agent Garrett's house.
Yeah, I figured that. Okay. I'm going to need a bigger fire extinguisher.
This isn't fire.
It isn't?
No, it's a ball of plasma.
What?
Yes.
Plasma.
It's plasma is you probably know of the solid, liquid, and gaseous states of matter. Plasma is a fourth state of matter. It's far hotter, usually. But this isn't fire. Fire is a reaction where a material oxidates, and it's an exothermic reaction. This is something, this is different. This, whatever this ball was, it's incredibly hot, but it's not reacting with oxygen.
What? So
fire extinguishers won't work on it, presumably.
Well, take it still trying to lower the temperature would probably do us more good than shooting it.
I think that's a fair assumption.
I didn't have a fire extinguisher.
But fire extinguishers usually work by trying to remove oxygen from the reactor. That's probably not going to work with this.
So something like what? That dry ice stuff?
No.
Water? I don't know. All right. By the way, as you, as Dr. Wong continued talking about the plasma, Glavin's face just, you know, grew more and more, you know, I'm listening, but I'm not understanding.
Okay, y'all are standing in the smell of burnt flesh at this point. It's filling your nostrils, and you realize a gunshot has just been fired in the city. So somebody probably called the police, just so you know. But you're standing here, and smoke fills to the ceiling. I mean, his body, Steve Willow's body is sitting there, chest burst open and steaming. Yeah, it's not a nice scene.
So, gonna go straight to his desk and see what's there.
Yes.
Okay. There's a laptop.
There's a laptop
with an iPhone hooked up to it by a USB cable.
I'll take both of those.
There's a couple of notepads with notes scribbled on them.
And to take all of those.
Yeah. Okay. While Green's checking the top of the desk, Glavin will check the drawers.
What doors?
Drawers.
Oh, the drawers. Okay. Nothing too interesting in there, just standard desk stuff. I mean, he's got files, paper clips, you know, pens, pencils, all that sort of stuff you'd see. So nothing too much of interest there.
Well, is there like a filing cabinet or similar in the room, or is it just the desk?
There is a filing cabinet. Is there a particular file you're looking for?
Well, it's just Dresden's going to, you know, quickly make sure that there's, you know, nothing that, you know, isn't useful. He's just going to search everything in the room for see if there's anything pertinent that.
Okay, if you're searching the file cabinet, it would probably be a library use role. If you're just trying to glance around the room and see if there's anything you're missing, that would be a spot hidden.
He'll do a quick spot hidden and 69 under 75.
Okay. You're pretty sure that Agent Green has scooped up the most important stuff with the laptop and the notepads.
All right. And then, if he can't see anything, then he'll check the filing cabinet if they have time.
Libraries.
Yes. I will use that library. Where is my library? Go. No, I don't. I don't succeed.
Okay. Well, as a player, is there anything specific you might want in the filing cabinets arranged alphabetically?
Anything to do with Bin al-Assadi.
Okay, under the BDs, you don't... Sorry?
I was going to say B for Barrett.
Yeah.
No.
Garrett.
G for Garrett, right?
Yes, you do find a file. Garrett, Russell, K. And it appears to be... Yeah, okay. You grab the file.
So all let's head back to our car, and on the way, can we sort of call someone from ACEL to tell them about the situation and get them to handle the authorities? Because I really can't be bothered with role-playing. why we've just done what we've done there.
You're welcome to call Agent Barnett. He is your contact in B-Cell.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Ring, 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 ring. Barnett, go.
This is Agent Green, G-Cell.
Green, what's going on?
So as I take it, we're going back to the car. We're getting in the car and
yeah,
Dresden's driving off. We were following up a lead, a private investigator by the name of Steve Willows. Initially, he seemed to be following us, had some interest in Agent Garrett. Turned up to his office. There was a fire phenomenon.
Phenomenon. Be more specific.
A sentient ball of fire. All three of us saw it.
Hang on a minute. You hear keyboard tapping. Was Dr. Wong witness this?
Dr. Wong did, yes. He believes it is a ball of plasma, not actually fire. It has killed Steve Willows. We have taken some items from his office, laptops, phones, files, etc. We suspect the authorities are incoming because we...
Dresden's like, we engaged with the fireball.
We engaged with the phenomena. We did not manage to stop it. It seems to have flown off into the city.
Did you contact the authorities? How do you know they've been contacted?
Agent Graydon discharged his firearm.
Did you leave behind forensic evidence?
The bullet was not impacted the creature and was destroyed.
What about the body?
The body is there.
That is unfortunate. Tap. Your primary case is to deal with this fire creature. We'll start referring to it as this is definitely a paranormal phenomenon. I'm reporting it to A-Cell for clarification about what it is. I will dispatch a backup cell to
Nestar
retrieve.
Is involved. Does that
Cult of Nestar?
Yes.
Okay. Tap. Ooh. This is where I wish I could open something up without my computer dying, but here. I'll do this. Nestar, an ascetic in 6th century Persia, Zoroastrian self-proclaimed prophet, split from the main faith, denouncing the Persian autistic. Okay. Yes, it seems most of it is detailed in a text note called the Letters of Nestar. Have you run across this yet?
Wasn't that the book we picked up from the library?
Wasn't it something else? I think it was a more general... negative. We have Worshippers of Fire, 1912. We have not come across Letters of Nestar.
If you find the Letters of Nestar, you're more than likely going to find the center of whatever this cult is.
Okay.
In terms of the body, I will send a backup cell to deal with that. But your primary focus is to find out where this creature came from.
Yeah. Our next lead is the Friends of Iraq. They seem to be a legitimate organization for Iraqi refugees, but the 14-year-old male deceased, Wadi bin al-Sadi, who we believe was controlling one of these, somewhat involved with one of these fire creatures in the incident in the park, seemed to be registered with this organization, so... That's our next lead.
Understood. Keep me apprised. Burn it out. Click.
Yep. Okay. I'll look around at the others. I'll give the iPhone to Dr. Wong. Here, see what you can find on that, and I'll start looking through the laptop.
By the way, Graven is driving back to the motel because he's got blood, guts, and glory splattered on him. He needs a change of clothes.
Okay. All right, so y'all are driving back to the hotel.
So if I want to take a look at the phone, do I need to make a roll of any kind?
No. I guess maybe a maybe a library use might be to page through everything that's on it, because it's, you know, he's taking video with it. A lot of it just seems to be mundane PI stuff, like cheating spouses, you know, workers' claim, comp claim sort of stuff like that. But why don't you give me a library use?
I passed a library use roll at more than half.
Well, actually, check that library use, sir, since you got a fresh character and you need to start checking some skills.
Sure.
And you can also check that spot hidden you succeeded at last time, too.
Yep.
So, okay. Some of the videos you find of interest. One seems to be what looks like a rundown warehouse. And you do see a street address listed, at least the address. You don't know what street it is, but you know the number. It seems to be about half an hour's worth of surveillance on the phone of the location. Things you notice of interest, what he's filming, is it looks like there is a black F-150 Ford pickup and a few other vehicles at the location. You see people leaving the building. It's at a distance, so it's hard to make out any detail on it since it's on a phone. But it appears that they seem to be male Caucasians leaving the building, getting in the vehicles, and driving away.
Did I see the black Ford 150 leaving the
Agent Glavin saw that.
Okay.
And after, and just before the video ends, you see what looks like a younger man, maybe a teenager, leaving the building, and he's carrying something under his arms, and he gets on a motorcycle or moped and drives away. So the video ends.
Yep. I'm going to say, Agent Green, take a look at this.
I will.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm showing you the see everything I just said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you see that?
Yep. Then there is a address visible?
Yes, a street number. Yep. You don't know what street it's on, but you see the street number. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
The next video that would be of interest, you see it's focused somewhere on a area down near, looks like a wharf or a harbor. You can see a glow of fire starting. It's at night. In the glow of fire, you can see forms leaving. It looks like three people again, maybe four. The only thing you can tell for certain, the details are not very obvious, but one definitely seems to be younger and shorter than the others, and they all seem to be carrying some sort of box with them. Mm-hmm. And then they get in vehicles and drive away from the scene.
Is the box that we have seen, the ornate?
The dimensions would seem similar to the box that you recovered from Golden Gate Park and the burned ones that Garrett had in his storage unit.
So they carry around these fire creatures in this box. That seems. I wonder. Do we have an intact box?
Yes, the one you recovered from Golden Gate Park.
Yes, I wonder if they. I'm just making a mental note to myself here, but we should carry that around with us, because if we encounter one of these things again, maybe they will return to the box rather than. They must have some way of controlling it.
Could I? Is this a box that you have with you? Could I take a look at it?
It's back at the hotel, so let's go. And
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Show it to you.
And we're heading back there anyway, so we'll show it to you when we get back to our room.
Yep.
Okay.
So unless there's, you know, anything else, we get back to the room successfully.
Yeah. I'm looking through the laptop while he's looking through the phone.
Okay. Basically, the videos were loaded to the laptop, and you see that Steve Willows was attempting some crude enhancement of the videos, trying to get more detail out of them.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not having a whole lot of luck, and he's done some searches online for video enhancement services and how much they would cost.
Okay.
The notepads that he took, only one of them is really dedicated to this case. He's written several notes about it. It's written an address somewhere in the warehouse district.
Is that the same one as the one we got from the footage?
The number matches, yes. There's also a note at making note he should look up books on fire worship.
Mm-hmm.
There's a note with he does list the kid's name finally.
Right.
It notes that he made some inquiries, found out the kid's name, and the note is check immigration records on kid. Didn't come alone.
This is Wadi bin al-Sadi?
Mm-hmm.
When I was looking at the information on him, did I get any other information? Like, people he came with?
Basically, you just pulled up his criminal record. Well, not criminal, but just the basic records. You didn't really search into it deeper.
Okay. Then I will put that on the list of things to do.
Okay.
Get immigration records. Okay.
All right. He also notes white males in video, license plate and question mark stolen next to it.
Is that the white males in vehicle?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the this black Ford that keeps popping up?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Does he have the license plate?
Yes, and that's where he wrote next to it, stolen, question mark.
Okay, then I will also get vehicle records. Perfect. We have the license plate. Okay.
Black vehicle, does Green say that out loud?
Yes, I'm sort of saying this all out loud as I'm, yeah.
Wait, black vehicle?
Yeah, Ford F-150.
Shit. I saw one leaving the park last night following the detective, and one was pulling out as we were pulling in this, when we went to see Willow.
And you didn't think this was relevant?
I was fucking tired at the time. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Wong gets visibly nervous and starts looking around, trying to see if there's anything else following him.
Okay.
In the hotel, in the room.
Sure.
He can see anything suspicious.
The ringleaders seem to be white males rather than Iraqis, so.
Well, that's. So, did you pull up anything interesting on the iWhatsApp and the laptop?
Yes, so once we're back. Then we'll obviously show everyone the footage. I want to have a look at the notes that he's got on Garrett. While this is all going, while we're sort of dumping information into each other, I'm going to try and pull up the immigration records for Wadi bin al-Sadi and the vehicle records for the black F-150.
Okay. Give me a library use for both of those. I assume, Glavin, you're going to take a shower at some point.
I'm gonna shower while he's still, you know, looking at the stuff. Yeah, he's gonna take a shower and change his clothes.
Okay. Library use is success.
Okay. The vehicle records lead nowhere. The license plate were stolen off a Volkswagen Bug.
Yeah.
About a week ago, so that's kind of a dead end. The immigration records for Wadi bin al-Sadi. Again, he came to the country 2 years ago. He came in the company of what's listed as his grandfather, and that would be Mobed bin al-Sadi.
I think we had that information before, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. They came together, and he was sponsored by Lieutenant Robert Hardman, U.S. Army, who actually vouched for him.
Is there any information about other children he came with?
It was just the two of them.
Lieutenant what, sorry?
Robert Hardman, U.S. Army.
Can I pull up a record on him as well?
Sure. That would be a library use role.
Obviously, this cult has corrupted one of America's finest.
Is anybody checking out the file from the file cabinet too?
Yes.
03 on my library use for Lieutenant Robert Hardman.
Okay. What did you say, Sam?
Sorry.
Once the shower has been had, unless Dr. Wong wants to have a look at it, he'll have a look at the box instead.
Okay. Let me deal with Jonathan one thing at a time. Jonathan,
that's an impale. That's a library as well.
Yeah, I know. Okay, yeah. Lieutenant Robert Hardman, Special Forces, did 3 tours of Iraq during the conflict. Full of commendations, exemplary service, honorable discharge. Entered the San Francisco Fire Department after he was a reserve. He was a fire department in the fire department before he went to the war. Came back, went to work in the arson investigation unit.
Oh, wait, we've met him.
Ding 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 ding.
Oh
shit! Oh boy.
During his time in Iraq,
I knew that name sounded familiar.
I will point out, since you made an impale, you do pull up a news article about him. During one of his tours in Iraq, the unit he was with had entered a building. It was found to be full of civilians, some sort of religious outfit. Unfortunately, the building was hit by a coalition napalm strike, and only him, an elderly man, and a young boy were the only survivors. The entire unit and the rest of the worshippers in the temple were destroyed.
Wait.
Oh, this is not good.
Temple? Oh, shit.
They hit some kind of cult facility.
Shit. And let me... And 3 guesses as to which particular cult it was.
Mm.
3 guesses. And you don't need the first 2.
Hardman is the arson investigator that's been covering this all up.
So that's why he was looking a little like he wasn't saying everything when we talked to him. Shit.
He knows we're investigating. He must have known about Garrett. Do you think he killed Garrett?
Or at least had somebody kill Garrett. Or at least pointed somebody in the direction of Garrett. Shit.
This is ridiculous. You don't question your country in a time of war.
We're not questioning our country.
No, they are. They are, of course. The cult.
Yes. Yeah, well...
It's unpatriotic.
Exactly. And
yes.
Yes. Very unpatriotic.
Okay. If you want to research more about Hardman, that would be another role. Jonathan, let me chop over to Sam real fast.
Yeah.
The file you pulled from the file cabinet, it's for Garrett.
Yeah.
Essentially, it is a record of payment from Garrett to Steve Willows. He was contracted shortly after Garrett began his investigation into the fires. It is pretty extensive contact back and forth between Willows, including a few notes Willows scribbled in there stating that Garrett is obviously paranoid and won't exactly who to trust at all in local law enforcement. So he was using Garrett Willows as his backup, essentially. So Willows has been on Garrett's investigation almost from the beginning. So
reading this, it's like, Green, did you pull up any info on Willow's investigation from the laptop?
So he was trying to enhance these videos. He didn't seem to be having much success. We could possibly email them off to, I don't know, B-Cell. Maybe they'll...
Well, you mean our organization is like... Yeah, we'll email them off to our associates and...
I'll say that to you while Dr. Hong is off investigating his box and...
Yeah. Just be careful what you say around the doc, all right?
You're looking at the box.
Yeah, I want to see if it's made of...
What would you like to know about it?
I want to try to see if the material that it's made of is something that I would consider be possible to contain plasma in. Or if it's a material that I even recognize.
Well, I won't even make you roll for it. It's carved of wood.
Wood.
Yep.
Wood doesn't contain plasma.
The outside of the box is lovingly carved at some sort of artistic pattern. Your ear would be welcome to make an art or an anthropology role to recognize the pattern.
Well, I have none of those. So I'm not even going to try that.
And the inside, which is blackened, each face of the inside of the box has some sort of star with a stylized flame in the center of it on each face.
Yeah.
And one face of the box can slide up to open to admit something inside it.
And well, the inside has been... obviously no painting is going to protect anything, so that's not that's no lead. No, I think you're going to have to take a sample of the inside of the box. Obviously, maybe there's something else to it. Maybe it's coated in something, some sort of strange new material that I can take a look at.
Okay, so, well, you can easily
sample or something. Piece. Yeah.
Okay. Just with your naked eye and your scraping, I'll allow you to take a chemistry roll on that.
Sure.
I think chemistry sounds from
71. That's a fail for chemistry.
Okay, it's black stuff. You're scraping off of wood.
Yeah, I'll obviously need to analyze this in a lab. I mean, I can't tell anything here.
Yeah. Okay. So.
So, did you find anything, Doc?
No, not yet. I have a sample that I'd like to analyze if I can get to a lab, but nothing obvious.
Well, do you mind if you... could you get a second sample so that we can send it off to an FBI lab?
Well, sure.
No, not that we don't trust the doc, but...
No, but it's always good to have... It's always good to have two pairs of eyes on a sample.
Yeah, exactly. So if you can get another sample, that would be awesome.
Yes. Nice. Grip another sample.
Jonathan, how'd your second roll go?
It was a normal success, just barely. Okay.
You cinch the Robert Hardman, you find out, owns a house in the Twin Peaks area. It's listed, it's a rather nice house, 4-bedroom, 2-bath. He pays his on time. The property he's paid is, you know, he's not behind on his mortgage or anything. He does also own a piece of property in the warehouse district. It lists an address that matches one you've seen before that is paid on regularly. His bank accounts seem to be full, not overdrawn, nothing irregular. You can give me an accounting roll, though, if you'd like.
The base is 10, so there's actually a chance. 74.
No. Okay, so that would be the interesting things you find out about Robert Hardman.
I will share this with the group. He owns the warehouse as well, I say out loud.
This guy, all right, we're going to, we need to talk to
him. Well, no, we don't, well, he already knows about us. I think talking is not, he's involved too deep. What's the timestamp on the video footage from the iPhone?
I'll say probably a week ago.
What's the time of day that it was taken?
Both of them were taken. Well, one of them was taken in the early evening, the one where it's focused on the warehouse. And the one at the burning at the harbor is taken at night, probably, say, 1 a.m.
Okay. So if they have meetings in this warehouse...
What?
I'll be saying this mostly to Graydon, but it seems like... Hardman is in deep in this. He knows the boy. He's got high level cover in the fire department. He probably witnessed something rather horrific in Iraq that may have made him take leave of his senses. Where does the grandfather live?
You don't have a place of residence. Actually, the residence is listed as the same thing as the young boy, the Iraqi Mutual Aid Society.
Okay.
Friends of Iraq.
Yep.
There seems to be these other white male cult members. We need to blow this thing wide open. We need to stop them. I think if we just go and talk to this Hardman, maybe we could just follow him either to his house, to this warehouse. We should definitely put the warehouse under surveillance.
So do we want to talk to our to Barrett? And,
yeah, let's update them because this is.
All right, do you want to call them or shall I?
Your turn.
All right. You know, I rang them.
All right. Ring. All right. Agent Barnett.
All right. It's Agent Graven. Look, we've had a look over the information, the laptop and the iPhone that we got from Willow's place, and we've done some digging. Turns out the boy that we found in the park was sponsored by Steve Hardman?
Robert Hardman.
Robert Hardman.
I'll put my notes in front of your face as you're having this conversation.
Yeah, was sponsored by a Robert Hardman, former lieutenant with the Marines. Toured Iraq. They were all the survivors of a cult, church of some kind.
Suspected. That was
suspected cult church of some kind that was napalmed by the coalition in Iraq. Hardman sponsored the kid and his grandfather to come in, through ICE into the country.
Tell him about the fire department. He works in the fire department.
Yes, he's an arson, and he's honorably discharged and now works as an arson investigator for the San Francisco Fire Department.
We met him at Garrett's place on the first day.
And he was investigating Garrett when we were brought into Barrett's house. Garrett's house when we were brought into the case. And
he owns a warehouse.
And he owns a warehouse where the cult seems to be congregated.
Interesting. Out of character, somebody give me a party luck roll. Whoever's got the lowest luck. I think that's Jonathan.
Are we including Doctor in this?
I have
what's your luck?
It's 65, okay. So it's
still you, Jonathan.
Still me.
Yeah.
19.
Excellent. Okay. So Barnett asks you, what is your course of action?
The danger if we go over after. Well, no, I'm not talking. So.
we're trying to decide that now. But we'd need eyes on at least we'd like to get eyes on at least the warehouse and Hardman, if we can, but it's a case of we need to shut the shit down, pretty much. Shut down the cult ASAP.
There's a pause. There's a pause. You hear some typing on a laptop. Agent Hendry is done interviewing witnesses at the hospital and has been checking in with me. I'm going to dispatch him to Hardman's home address to sit on it. That should keep him out of any trouble. Why don't you go to the warehouse, since that seems to be the core of this whole problem? Find out what you can there. If there's any activity of occult nature, paranormal nature, well, gentlemen, you know what you need to do.
Yes, sir.
Do not leave anything for the media or local law enforcement. Leave no traces. Find out what activities they've been involved in and remove traces of those as well.
That's it.
Okay. By the way, I did some research on the creature you described to me, the flying ball of fire.
Yes.
They have been mentioned before by other agents. Best way we can refer to them is fire demons, fire imps perhaps. Sentient to a degree and seem to be capable of problem solving. but they only come into existence when summoned through hypergeometric principles, as you, the occult-minded would call a spell, a summoning. They are vulnerable to water and fire-extinguishing materials such as foam.
Ah, I knew
it. Well, yeah. I pretty much relay this once the call is finished.
Take that, Dr. Hong.
Doesn't make any
good
sense.
Luck.
Thank you, sir. Hangs up and it's like, so yeah, well, it's pretty much, except for the, it's like, all right, we've got our marching orders. Our agent Hendry will sit on the guy. While we investigate the warehouse.
Yeah.
And if at all possible, we are to, if it looks like some crazy, funky business is going on, shut it down.
I'm going to text Agent Hendry to just ask him to keep us updated directly as well.
Bye. To click text back. Understood. Yeah. I've got my marching orders from Barnett. I'm headed over to Hardman's residence now.
Okay, let us know if he's there, or if he comes back.
Right.
Text
so,
back. Understood.
So it's like, all right, well, I'm
did we
and...
did we ever receive a copy of the fire report from Hardman after we asked for it?
Nope.
Did he email anything over?
Nope.
Can I? Oh, I'm just thinking. If we call up the fire department and try and get a copy of his report directly, I don't really want to go through him because that will tip him off. But I just sort of out of game. Is this something as a Delta Green agent? I think my superiors could do for me. Are they have someone higher up get this over, or is it more?
It would be unusual. Why the federal government would be calling about a local arson report like that?
Yeah.
It might be something more suited. They could work through a backdoor through a friendly.
Yeah. And maybe I'll send a send an email to B-Cell and see if they have any friendlies in the fire department that could get me that report.
And
okay.
And Glavin asks, mentions also see if they could get the report for the fire at the park last night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make
you
it clear.
You send your email off?
No, I want to make it clear we don't want Hardman to know about it. So if at all possible, he should be in the dark about our inquiries.
Okay. Understood. Your email is sent off. Ding.
So, if we go to this Iraqi place, what's our... I mean, I don't know what the... How do we justify it? FBI, down your hands and knees. Hands up.
Well...
No one needs to get hurt. Or do we...
Are y'all going to the warehouse or to the friends of Iraq?
I think if we go to the warehouse in daytime, then we might have a chance to snoop around and get some information. If they all congregate at night... I'm assuming it's still sort of either mid-morning, early afternoon.
Oh yeah, it's probably only about 12, maybe 1 o'clock at this point.
What is the warehouse registered as? I mean, what's its? Is it just a warehouse?
It's basically registered as an a vacant property. It doesn't look like Hardman's registered as a business at all. He just owns the property outright. He may be holding it. I mean, innocently, it would look like he's holding it for real estate speculation. I mean, he hasn't done anything with it.
Okay, so we're not expecting to find hordes of workers there. That's good. Let's go have a look, maybe do some further investigation if we have the all clear.
If the friends of Iraq and are on the way, do we want to stop in and talk to them, or
I suppose we could ask them about. There is a dead boy that was supposed to be under their care, so if they haven't already been questioned by police. But what would we be trying to find out? You know, we might get the information from them about this Hardman fellow, but then we already have that information. There's the possibility we could talk to his grandfather if he's there, but you know, he might be a cultist for all we know.
I think
it makes sense for us to go there, but I'm just not sure what our angle's going to be. Do we go in, you know, claiming to have warrants and try and get all their records, or are we just having a friendly chat?
But can't you get a warrant?
Of course we can get a warrant. It's just, do you know how those things take?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, and you know, yes, of course we can get a warrant. We're not.
Look, I have 300 in my suitcase here. I just pull out one and write the details. Here we go. There we are.
Okay. Yes. far be it from me for questioning the
25 different passports.
The FBI. Yeah. Far be it from me to question you.
Yes. Yeah. So.
Damn right.
Well, we just want to talk to the grandfather at this point and or at least question them about get some background info on the kid and the grandfather.
The boy died last night in hospital.
Yeah.
I would have expected they would have received a police visit by now if he is registered as their, you know, his place of visit, so they probably know about it. So we wouldn't be breaking the news, but we could maybe be trying to follow up. You know, what exactly was he doing in the park? Kind of questions.
What was he doing in the park? Why was he wearing a funny mask?
That
sort of thing. So at least we can at least get a bit of info on that about from those guys.
Mm.
And hopefully they're not all in the cop.
Yeah. Okay. Does it happen to be on the way to the warehouse?
What?
The friends of
Iraq.
Because you said they were in a warehouse, so.
No, I'm going to say the warehouse probably comes first.
Okay.
Because I'm also thinking about the wrap-up scene here, too.
So. Sure, sure.
It's been a couple of hours, so.
Shall we do the Friends of Iraq? That's maybe, you know, probably the last thing we're going to do today, and then leave the warehouse for next time.
Yeah.
Ow! Get your claws out. Sorry.
I think your cat's going to go to the warehouse first.
He's currently chewing on my headphone cables. So, no, stop that. Sorry.
No worries, mate.
But I'm happy to go to the warehouse and maybe have a nice cliffhanger scene there where we all get captured and
Yes, because they're all secretly cultists. Yes, and the Friends of Iraq is just one big cover.
To be honest, I think from my character's perspective, the warehouse seems better because I'm really not sure what we would say at the Friends of Iraq that wouldn't blow our cover, just seem really suspicious. Or even get back to Hardman.
Yeah. All right, if we want to do the warehouse first.
Yeah. At least have a look through the windows and... Okay.
Warehouse it is. And even if
you
we
drive across San Francisco to the warehouse district, you find the location from your GPS easily. It's a large brick warehouse, very old. Like many of the areas, it's empty and abandoned.
Mm-hmm. Is there a F-150 parked?
You see no vehicles parked here.
Good.
So, would you like to exit the car and check it out?
Should we do the customary paranoid spot hidden rolls?
Yeah.
See if we were followed.
That's,
by all means.
Wong will definitely do that.
27 success.
Failure.
Zero or one. Oh. I succeed with an impale. You know, I see everything. Everything. Anyway, do I see anything?
Should have said that. God, I just noticed. Yeah, you see nothing suspicious around here.
Yet.
Okay. Then I would leave my mouse mat alone. They were leaving me alone. Now I've got one on my lap.
Oh, Jonathan's being savaged by a Bayaki.
It wants to play. Okay. Look through the windows first. Are there windows?
Okay. It's a two-story building. You're looking through the first-story windows. It's dark in there. You can see a little sunlight streaming in through dirty windows. You can see there's debris and broken pallets and what looks just stuff scattered all over the floor. Nothing really of interest. You see a set of stairs leading up to a second level. There is large warehouse doors at one end and a smaller door at the other for accessing what you assume would be offices.
Okay. You want to go in?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We find a door and we go in. And we try the door, see if it's unlocked.
Okay. Does anybody have locksmith?
Yes. Here we go. No. 43.
Okay, the door is a little loose, but it's not budging to your locksmith attentions.
So as I'm having difficulty, what I'll do is I'll pretend to sort of continue picking the lock and subtly shove my shoulder into it.
Okay, give me a strength out of 5.
That is a success, actually.
Okay, the door bounces open easily under the rotten frame.
Oh, no. That was...
The striker plate falls out and clatters to the floor.
The cat's just discovered dice.
Oh, good.
Lost them. Okay, I'll look around at the others and go, yes, lockpicks work every time.
Okay, so you're standing in the back entrance. You can see the open floor of the warehouse spreading in front of you. Over to your left, you see the stairwell leading up to the second floor. Y'all may give me spot hiddens at this point and listen checks.
Ooh, 0-8 for spot hidden. Fail for listen.
Okay. Remember to check anything you haven't already checked.
Yep.
Success for spot hidden.
Mm-hmm.
Failure for listen.
Okay. And finally, Super Agent Glavin, Marshal Harry Dresden.
Yes. I make my spot hidden and my listen. I'm Mr.
Quavering must.
Just as long as you don't say mustache. I am on fire, because
in fuego.
That would be bad.
All right. Y'all are standing there. The three of you do see the same thing. Coming from the top of the stairs in the darkened area of the second story, you can see a faint glow up there, sort of wavering in intensity occasionally. Only Marshal Harry Dresden of the macho manly mustache manages to hear what sounds like a faint, maybe chanting or singing of some sort, of a single wavering voice coming from upstairs.
Shit, you have a cultist.
Shall we pull out our guns and run up?
Yeah, as he's saying that, Dresden is already pulling out his pistol.
Maybe I should get a fire extinguisher.
Yes.
yes.
Okay, Dr. Wong, you leave.
Did we bring the box with us? Because I did mention I wanted to.
That would be a luck roll. Party luck roll.
Just 57.
Yeah, y'all thought to bring the box. So Dr. Wong will have to run back to the car to get the box and the fire extinguisher.
Yes, I will.
That's fine.
Oh, yeah.
What about the two of you do?
Well, I'm pulling out my pistol and running up the stairs.
I'm following.
Do you follow him, Dresden?
Yes.
If I see anyone chanting, they're getting shot.
Okay, you two run up the stairs. I will leave Dr. Wong headed out to the car to grab the box and the fire extinguisher. Agent Glavin, Agent Green, this is what greets your eyes. The second floor has been cleared. It is an open space. Somebody has hung, looks like tapestries or sheets with painted religious decorations on them. Again, you see the concentric circle motif with the flame at the center, as you saw on the shawls, the veils. There looks to be prayer mats on the floor. There is a concrete fire pit in the center of the floor that the prayer mats surround. Squatting on one of the prayer mats is an old man, just almost emaciated, toothless, covered in burn scars all over his body in various places, and a ball of fire dances nimbly over his fingertips, skittering across his arms and his fingertips as he chants to himself in a foreign language you don't recognize unless any of y'all speak Persian, which I doubt.
Nope.
And he chants the same phrase over and over till he looks up and notices you.
He's like, stop! FBI!
No, I'm not. I'm just shooting.
That's the scene option, actually.
So much for exposition. All right. Give me a fire or a handgun check.
We, our orders are to eliminate all cult activity and put a stop to this.
So much for exposition.
That is an impale, yes. Oh, 09.
Okay, give me some damage.
Is it double?
Yeah, that's double damage, so roll two of the same dice. Oh, God.
Okay, so 2d10. 13.
Okay, I'm going to say that's probably enough to kill him. You pretty much drill him right between the eyes. The back of his head blows out, and he falls over dead. And the fireball, well, let's go. D6 plus your dexterity. Let's do it. You want to end on a cliffhanger, you're going to get one.
20 is my dexter, total.
16 again.
Okay, I get 20 for the critter. Okay, so 20 for the critter, 20 for you. All right, you had your firearm ready. That was your first action since you already fired. So I'll let you take your second shot.
So just to give you my justification, I was hoping killing him would make this fireball go away, so I'm somewhat alarmed to see that that hasn't happened. So I'm going to say, shit! Oh,
Dr. Wong, Dr. Wong, you hear a gunshot from inside the warehouse.
I hurry up after thinking a little if I should run away with the car instead, but I hurry up instead.
Okay. All right. So it's your action, Dr. Agent Green, as the fireball shoots towards you.
I'm gonna try and just prepare my time to dodge out the way of anything it's going to do. I want to get to the stairs, get to Dr. Wong, and get this box.
I will roll for its attack, and you can roll your dodge.
Nice.
Okay, 37. It hits successfully unless you can dodge.
Not with an 86.
Okay. Okay. Wow.
Shall I roll a new character?
You take 10 points of damage.
Awesome.
Okay. Let me roll my 8. Con by 5.
Yep.
Oh no, that's a 08, so I am fully conscious for the pain.
How many hit points did you have?
I had lost a couple last time. I think I had lost one after the
right.
Hit. So actually, I'm
but
now
you
on.
You gained it back because you had a first aid in the ambulance.
So am I at full?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm down to 2 hit points.
Okay. Yeah, it burns. It hits you square center mass. You feel it sizzle into your chest as your mouth is forced open in a scream. You lose 10 hit points and lose a magic point.
Okay.
All right. So, Agent Glavin, you're standing right next to him as you see this horror. What's your action?
Shit. I'd shoot it, but it looks like it's immune to bullets. To balls. I'm about to do something. Because it's slammed into green at this point, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going, oh, damn it, he's going to do something stupid.
Okay.
I hate my character already. He's going to try and pistol whip the ball of fire.
What?
All right.
Melt your gun and your hand.
Give me a fist check. Oh, wait. Agent Green, yeah. For what it's worth, check your pistol skill.
Sure.
He hits.
Okay, you can check your fist skill as well. And you may take 8 points of damage as your hand burns into it and your gun starts to superheat to red hot.
Oh, boy.
Is that more than half of your hit points?
Yes.
Give me a con times 5 to stay conscious.
Hey, it's not going to be a TPK because we still got Corey.
Alright. Son of a bitch! 68 out of 50. Graven falls unconscious.
Clutching your burning hand.
Yes, and his gun clatters to the floor.
You know what? Should I be evil?
Yes.
Up to you.
I think I should be. At this point, your gun detonates.
I knew that was going to happen.
How many points of damage do I lose off of that?
How many bullets does it have?
But let's just say your hand is definitely blown off. Green.
Yeah.
I don't know how to handle this.
this game so
much. Does the explosion do it?
I said I love this game so much.
Nice.
You know what? I think you're pretty much screwed. The gun detonated in your chest where he was being a fire vampire. Yeah. Dr. Wong, let's just cut to you. Okay.
Yep. I'm carrying the box and the fire extinguisher, and I bust in the bottom floor.
You run up the stairs you hear the tinkling of breaking glass to see the ball of fire exiting one of the windows, fleeing into the sky.
Okay.
Laying on the...
Yes. By the way, yes.
And his chill in it.
I can't hear you.
Sorry. Okay, I said you ran up, you saw the ball of fire fly out the window. You caught that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Agent Green is laying on his back on the floor with a smoking hole in his chest and a lump of hot metal laying in it. Agent Glavin is laying on the ground, unconscious. His right hand is a burned stump.
Yeah.
And you're standing in this temple with the smell of burned flesh. Would you like to attempt first aid, anybody?
Where?
To attempt a sanity roll, I think.
That's a good idea. Sure, I can do a sanity roll.
Give me a sand check.
97!
Alright, I think it's a D3 for seeing somebody you know die, so give me a D3 on that.
Wait, Green's dead? Really?
Yeah, only 1 point. Only 1 point.
Okay, 1 point. Who would you like to first aid?
Actually, is either of them bleeding?
We're talking burn wounds here, so no, they're both cauterized.
Exactly. So I'm just gonna call 911 instead to get the professionals here.
Well, at this point, I would say Agent Green unfortunately passes beyond the veil.
Yes.
Oh, was anybody looking like they're dying? Actually.
What, with a
Agent
burning hole
Green
in their
is
chest?
Laying on his back with a burned hole in his chest and a lump of hot metal there. What do you think?
I thought it was at 2 points of health.
Yeah.
No, Agent Glavin's at 2 points of health.
Oh,
his right hand is blown off.
Well, I can attempt the first aid. It's not going to work.
I was on 2 points, And then the gun exploded.
Oh, so okay. Well, that looks horrible then. So I'll give my best shot for it.
Go for it.
Wait. I don't know why this keeps happening.
As we wait patiently on Magnus's dice roller.
Just do what I did and roll a 99.
Well, that may well happen.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, damn it. Just do it. 33, which is a fail, sadly. I only have.
You were not able to resuscitate Agent Green. Do you want to try one for Agent Glavin, and then we'll cut to?
Yeah, sure. Sure. 50. That's a fail as well.
Okay, you've dialed 911.
Yes.
As you hear the imp sirens coming in the distance, you're sitting over the smoking remains of these two agents.
Actually, right after I call 911, I also call Barrett, I think. Because I assume if I have his number since he called me, I called him as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you tell him what's going on.
Yes.
All right. We will fade to black. Yeah.